You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio.
This song don't need violence for backup.
Don't ask me now to wash away the grime.
Testicle 1-2, testes 1-2.
It's just yeah, the mic works. Too high climb.
Microphone works.
And it stood before my
testicle 1-2, it works. Testes 1-2, both there.
Then you'd be damned,
you should.
I scream to the hobo. Turn into stone, I wept to the hobo. From my fleeting house.
The Reverend is in. We'll be starting in about a, what, a half a minute? Yeah, a half a minute. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anybody who gives a shit. Thank you. Ready? Say when.
Don't miss.
Hello, and good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight we have a very special show. Tonight is Taliban pregnancy counseling, and we have a guest from the Taliban here tonight, too. We have Omar bin Dover, who is going to take the Taliban pro-life position, which ought to be interesting. And we also have the Al-Qaeda endorsement for the 2008 USA election. And a lot of new music, including the brand new 30th anniversary release.
You just tuned in, or if you tuned
of
in,
all new tunes by DOA. That's also coming up in the first set. So a lot of great tunes.
Yes, this is.
And a lot of good coverage, and of course, a very interesting guest. So we're going to get started with the first set of tunes, starting with a new to the Reverend discovery from New York City. And coming to New Jersey to play in December at Good Old Randy Now. If you're in this area, he used to put on the Trenton City Garden shows. And he's putting on shows again in at the Record Collector. And that will include a performance in December by this artist named Jana Perry. From the CD Catching Flies with Vinegar, this is L.A. Girl.
With that pigtail hair and that affected sway, you can see her coming from a mile away. She's an L.A. girl, the world's a girl, so big star to show, which makes it so. L.A. girl, take her for a whirl, you can have her unknown if you're a Rolling Stone. With an elaborate plan and an expensive tan, a short fit to match her attention span, she goes cruising in a minivan. She's a high-heeled hag with a Prada bag, spoken out the main drag, and a west on sunset. She's an L.A. girl, the world's a pearl, she beats the star of the show, she makes it so. L.A. girl, take her for a whirl, she'll buy you a beer if you're in premiere. She was born to schmooze. All she needs is someone to yell. Smaller than the Malibu party guest, she shot a Cusco on a deep sea quest, a parasite with a pair of breasts. She's a hanger on with a host to mouth.
should blow your.
She was the dance mouse. All she needs is someone to yell. She's a pretty girl, the world's a first to be the star of the show. If she makes it so, any girl take her for a whirl. She could be your broad if you're in Billboard. She was my. And what she lacks in debt, she makes up for in bread. She's got the world on a green bikini, yeah. Cause she's an LA girl.
It's no good trying place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend, and you're rocking backwards and you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse.
Be here with Reverend Bookburn and guest Omar Bendover, and of course our dear friends who make everything work here, Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist. And it's just a delight to partake in tonight's show, Taliban Pregnancy Counseling. And I thought maybe the Reverend would play a song for the person who fought for birth control rights successfully to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1972 and won two landmark Supreme Court decisions regarding abortion rights also in the 70s, named Bill Baird. And let's all say hello to him and maybe even send him a few bucks at prochoicelig.org. And this next song is about him, by Sandy Rapp, from her Flag in the Rainbow CD, entitled The Ballad of Billy Baird. This is Halliburton Ernie saying, thank you, Bill Baird.
8 times in jail with Billy Baird, that young and gentle pioneer, took to the streets when he saw a woman die from an underground abortion. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Well, you've been so long singing the good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. He bought a band with all he had and set about to spread the word. When just a mention of prevention was illegal to be heard, 3 times to court with Billy Baird, the highest court in all the land. When it was seen as criminally obscene to speak of a parenthood that's planned, if the right to privacy means anything at all, it is to choose whether or not to bear a child. So spoke the court in 72 when Billy Baird's first case made birth control legal for singles in the USA. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? Where you've been so long singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on. There was a bomb in 79. No doubt Bill was meant to die. Billy escaped, but the morning breakout, they burned his clinic to the ground. They see the devil in his face and shoot the windows from his place. They're for creation, not information, and they've killed 9 providers now to date. And the court decided twice again for Billy Baird, cited Baird BIs and stats 6 times in Roe v. Wade. Then Baird faced jail again, this time for rights of gays. For years he was denied the vote for felonies such as these. Some leaders thought he'd cut a deal, too radical to be for real. Maybe he's here to play, maybe he's CIA, maybe he wouldn't last for long. 30 years and 9 has been and gone. Billy's doing fine and going strong. Still he's without a dime, fighting the good fight. People in the 60s and his song. What keeps you going, Billy Baird? What keeps flowers in your hair? When you've been so wrong, singing a good song, you keep the 60s rolling on and on and on.
This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at radio4all.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn@sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody, and please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the girl.
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Thank you, Mr. Scott, for recording that, since it was pretty much the same thing I was saying at the beginning of every show since January 2001 until a couple of months ago when he recorded that. But you didn't hear the song list, which was Behind Enemy Lines doing Her Body, Her Decision, and The Army of God. DOA did Who'll Stop the Rain, and Still a Punk from their brand new Northern Avenger release. Sandy Rapp did Ballad of Billy Baird. Sid Barrett did No Good Trying, and started off with Jana Perry doing L.A. Girl. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and we know what next week's show is going to be. We're bumping it ahead of schedule in October, because from October to next week, because of potential scheduling quagmires. So I'm bumping that ahead. And we're hoping for some surprise guests, but don't want to say anything till it's close to happening. So we're moving the Bush Show up. So next week, September 21st, Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. And, of course, we'll have a lot of fun with that one. And we'll try to get him to come back on the show again because he's always a delightful and amusing guest. And let's see, what else is coming up? Well, of course, November. All the big stuff in November. Two very sacred traditions on the Reverend is in. Erection Day. And, of course, towards the end of the month, Happy Spanksgiving. In December, we'll, of course, do the holiday show, the Reverend's annual holiday tree and ball special. In January, the anniversary show, which means, which one is it? The 8th anniversary show, and we'll begin a series. And I think we are going to invite Vincent Bugliosi, since he's on YouTube, which is linked in today's posting at ReverendBookburn.com. He's on YouTube talking about his new book and his case for prosecuting George W. Bush for murder, and he should know. So all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Taliban pregnancy counseling, and we're going to hear from a very special guest tonight. This is, I want to pronounce your name properly. You are Omar Bin Dover. Is that right?
Yes, thank you. You'll have to excuse me. I haven't been out of the cave much, and which is why I'm a little dustier than Pigpen from the Charlie Brown cartoons. But I came here tonight, first of all, to commend your vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin. We are very proud of her for the abstinence-only education programs, and we're even more proud of her for forcing her daughter to carry the pregnancy to term, and of course, the arranged marriage that is to come. We think that she has taken the lessons taught by us and followed our example very well, and we're very happy about that.
All right. Thank you, Omar Bin Dover. Now, tonight you are going to read Osama bin Laden's pro-life message, as well as Al-Qaeda's endorsement for the U.S. presidential election. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And I'm going to provide you later on with recordings of those statements so that you know for a fact that they are genuine and not just contrived bullshit to sell an idea or to misrepresent us in any way whatsoever.
Okay, so what is your purpose for leaving the cave and coming here?
Well, I guess I wanted to say that we have been very happy with the way the Bush administration has been running your government, not just because he's been running the nation into the ground, but because he has been funding pro-life, what you call in the show, fake clinics, but we like to call them pregnancy counseling centers or crisis pregnancy centers that lead women away from birth control and abortion and counsel them to be faith-based and to have no choices other than to carry a pregnancy to term, bottom line, end of decision-making process, end of independence and autonomy.
Okay, so you like the fake clinics?
Yes, I do, and we think that they are a wonderful thing. We thought they were very much insulted and maligned in that comedy movie, Citizen Ruth, and we were sad that they were portrayed in such a manner. when in reality they are exactly like the ones we run in Pakistan and Afghanistan.
All right. Well, we look forward to you reading your statements later. All right. A couple of things, and then we'll get into some more music. Want to say hello to Mr. Z, our book burner and dear friend who is in federal prison on marijuana charges in Georgia and somehow continues to feed information to the show. So more than some people near and dear who are, for lack of a better word, free or freer than Mr. Z is, he actually digs up material. So some of the things you hear and some of the things that are at reverendbookburn.com or at the MySpace site or YouTube channel or whatever is thanks to Mr. Z. At the beginning of the show, from the Radio Volta playlist, you heard for Foreplay songs Jimi Hendrix and Tim Buckley's Morning Glory. And do we have any birthdays? I believe not. All right, no birthdays except for a book burner dog who received a birthday royale. So let's cut to the music, and then when we come back, Omar Ben Dover is going to deliver us the messages that he traveled all the way here for, and we want to get those statements over with in the next set and get him out of here, not just because of the odor, but to clean up the dust and the dirt. Let's play a track. Let's play a track by The Toys entitled "Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone."
Murderers keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me. So Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone.
Uncle Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone.
The terrorists keep terrorizing, the leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet's dying. Do what's proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone.
Uncle Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gonna be imprisoned? We just peace and love, sleep off and brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. It's never been shown to be harmful. Don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis ban is just recent, just since 1938 to re-legalize it, realize it. You made a big mistake.
Hey, Uncle Sam!
Hey there, Uncle Sam!
Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown, 'cause don't it make my brown eyes blue.
to the movies almost every day. There's not a porno film I haven't seen. Linda, Georgina, and Marilyn, all my favorite stars upon the silver screen. I'm leaving my old neighborhood, no longer a non-entity. I wonder how I'll like Hollywood when it's Linda, Georgina, Marilyn, and me. What have they got? I haven't got more of what they can take two of. I can take four of. It costs more money when your actors are lean. It only takes one of me to fill up your screen. What can they do? I couldn't do better. I'm enclosing a snapshot along with the letter. That's me with Jack, Bob, Howard, and Fred. Or song. Sally Stryker Meyer isn't destined for fame. How about Clitoris Leachman or Tallulah Tongue? I have seen every picture, I know every line. Linda Lovelace is an idol of mine. She should have got the Oscar, she was the best. It would have been sticky, I guess. Marilyn Chambers is really quite skilled. I tried her act and I almost got killed. I couldn't master what she does with these. It's hard on the throat, not to mention the knees. And I kept falling off at the trapeze. I've been delving into Georgina Spelvin, along with everyone else, I guess. If you're a jurist, or if you're a purist, yeah, I must admit that she's the best. There's nothing niftier than a boa constrictor within your grasp. The devil in me throat shook me to my bones, but I don't want to be just another piece of ass. I can see it all now. Sally Stryker Meyer starring in So Earth the Road. Mr. Producer, listen, please. Can you imagine the possibilities? I can sing and I can dance. Won't you give me just a little chance to tap away into their hearts and pants, lady?
Okay, we're going to pray for a second. Lord, please make this piece of shit CD player work, since CDA would not work for this next track that just seems perfect for the show. It is not going to work. We are not going to hear Anthrax by the Gang of Four. So let's go to the Burning Sensations from the soundtrack of Repo Man. This is Pablo Picasso Was Never Called an Asshole.
Some people try to pick up girls, get called an asshole. this never happened to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Girls would turn the color of an avocado when he'd drive down the street in his Eldorado. While he was only 5'3", girls could not resist his stare. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Girls get called an asshole. This did not happen to Pablo Picasso. Why, he could walk down the street, girls could not resist his stare. Subsequently, Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Nope. Not right here. Not like you. Pablo Picasso was never called an asshole. Not like you.
this is Dr. Greed. And when I'm not sticking my gold chains and hairy chest in patients' faces, making racist jokes and laughing at low-income patients and everyone on Medicaid, I like to make the outside of my medical establishment look like a landfill after the hurricane went through it. And when I'm done, I like to play a few tracks from my favorite band entitled Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your something warm to come to when the nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man. And show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man. Sometimes it's hard to be a gimme, giving all your love to just one band.
To just one band.
But if you love them, please don't make fun of them, 'cause after all, we're just a band. Stand by your man.
Give them two arms to cling to,
and something warm to come to when the nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man.
And show the world you love him.
Keep giving all.
First and the Gimme Gimmies doing Stand By Your Man and San Francisco. Before that, The Gang of Four did I Found That Essence Rare. Burning Sensations did Pablo Picasso from the soundtrack of Repo Man. From the soundtrack of Let My People Come, you heard Come in My Mouth and Linda, Georgina, Marilyn, and Me. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans from Cheech and Chong's next movie, and started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Taliban pregnancy counseling. And being that that is our theme, we have brought a guest from the Taliban, Omar Bin Dover, who brought a message from, well, he's not your commander, right? He's the commander of Al-Qaeda. Or you guys kind of like cousins or whatever.
Thank you, Reverend Bookburn. Sorry about the dirt on the microphone. Yes, this is Omar Bin Dover. And no, you are correct. I am not in Al-Qaeda. I am in the Taliban. But we are two very similar organizations, and we share a lot of common ground and common cave. And so, yeah, we still are very close. And so when he knew I was coming tonight, he said that I could bring his statement. And as I said earlier, unfortunately, I cannot give you the recording. I think you're going to have that by either the next show or the one after that. But I come with a statement from our High Master, Osama bin Laden. And here is the statement. Hi, this is Osama bin Laden. I am resurfacing today to witness for the unborn. I support Sarah Palin and her declarations of the sanctity of fetal life. Al-Qaeda has been pro-life from the first day you helped develop our organization. Fighting the Soviet Union kept us busy, but we were never too busy to beat up gays, stone women, and kill doctors. Now we want to ask you to do the same. Please do everything in your power to save every fetus. Please follow Governor Pollan's example and fight for abstinence-only education. We heard she's a good hunter, too. Praise Allah, we love her. Please send pictures of that. Please send women who have unexpected pregnancies only to faith-based crisis pregnancy counselors. Ugh, too much partying. Please send women who have unexpected pregnancies only to faith-based crisis pregnancy counselors. Our faith leads us to our pro-life position. Al-Qaeda has always stood for morality and family values. Now we are reaching out to you. Please support public policies and candidates who focus daily on the sanctity of fetal life. This is Osama bin Laden saying good night and Allah bless you.
All right. Thank you, Omar Bin Dover, for sharing that statement of what's his face to the American public. And really, that doesn't sound much different than the kind of stuff they hear every day in the corporate media, in the schools, even popular entertainment. Most religions, pretty much everywhere, and certainly from all spheres of government. But thank you for such a non-unique message. And okay, you also have the endorsements, also from Al Qaeda.
Yes, that's right. I have the endorsements right here in my hand for the 2008 American presidential election, which is on this piece of paper that is barely fucking legible. This is Omar bin Butt Slammer. He's my twin. From the Central Command of Al-Qaeda. I was summoned from my cave, when where I was thoroughly enjoying my anal toys. Oh, Christ. From the holiday sale at Mecca. But I came here for a very important announcement. Our 2008 U.S. presidential election endorsement. We will never forget all that has been done for us. In Allah's millennium, we could never have built resistance to the Soviet-Afghan invasion like your leaders had done for us. We had ragtag sectors here and there that had to face a superpower. When your leaders created the jihadist holy war literature and recruitment efforts internationally, we thought we were the biggest army in the world. Your training and weapons had become a permanent asset. We owe a lot to your CIA, Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., and so many more. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts for making us what we are today. When it looked like we were gradually fading away, we got the greatest ally ever in George W. Bush. He brought recruitment and support to unprecedented heights. It's unfortunate that we cannot endorse him again. However, we can endorse the next best thing. A man who stands for no change and is guaranteed to continue the Bush traditions. Further, he has a running mate who is obsessed with fetuses, orientations, and abstinence-only education. In other words, she's exactly like us. We'd love for her to visit our cave. We could also hunt together. So we, the Central Command of Al-Qaeda, are proud to announce our endorsement for the 2008 presidential election. We officially endorse John McCain. We need him as much as he needs us. Good night, and Allah bless you.
All right. Thank you, Omar Bendover, for sharing the endorsement from the Central Command of Al-Qaeda for John McCain in 2008, and also for sharing Bin Laden's pro-life message. All right. Well, I'm exhausted, and as you could probably tell, it's been way too good a weekend. So, let's get back to the music and play a track by Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. This is El Muerto.
Ha ha! beso fuego y ser humo.
Crecí y morí, ¿me entendés, bebete? El muerto confiaba en su gente y en Calavera.
Another kid, can we handle? Catholic Church, sex scandal.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message. I want to thank our friends from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda for the kind words they offered me. And we want to respond in kind by saying that thanks to you, we've gotten away with countless corporate scandal allegiances with people like Enron, and so many more. And we feel that it's been a mutually beneficial relationship. And for that, we thank you. And I thank you also for endorsing my friend, John McCain, and his lovely hunter of a vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, who stands for forced pregnancies, just like the rest of us. Thank you from our God to your Allah. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Thank you. going on here, dear listeners? Sounds like the CD player is eating the disc.
Okay, that's the same CD player. Well, it doesn't like two CDs, so thank you guys for helping. The first track.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak said in a New York Times interview that his country's intelligence service warned U.S. officials about a week before the September 11th attacks that Al-Qaeda was in the advanced stages of an attack.
The FBI is changing its culture.
We will preserve the terrorist's tyrants.
Bush dismissed Mubarak's claims that the NSA appearance
advanced information.
CIA.
We will extend the terrorist's tyrants.
Bush says he has seen no evidence that U.S. officials could have averted the attacks.
Whether it be at your airports, on the border, or law enforcement. Mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with white collar criminals, are now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
You will preserve the terrorists from tyrants.
Sure, an attack like 9/11 happens again.
Elevating the Office of Homeland Security to the rank of a cabinet-level department.
Analysts will be responsible for imagining the worst.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals.
I'm sure an attack like 9/11 happens again.
It will bring together our best scientists to develop technologies.
We'll preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Congress has mandated that by 2005, the Department of Justice build an entry-exit system that tracks virtually all of this country.
Whether it be at the airports, on the border, or law enforcement, the whole mission of the federal government, working in conjunction with white-collar criminals, and now sharing intelligence with the CIA.
The staff of this new department will be largely drawn from the agencies we are combining. Banning duplication and overlap. We will spend less on overhead.
Working in conjunction with Black Tower Tunnels,
we will preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Reaction on Capitol Hill has been generally positive.
For sure, when an attack like 9/11 happened again.
Border Patrol, Customs Service, immigration officials, the Transportation Security Administration, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Employees of this new agency will come to work every morning, knowing their most important job is to
preserve the terrorists and tyrants.
Hip hip. Hip hip. Hip hip.
Cheney's technology has enabled Saddam Hussein to sell more oil, strengthen his grip on power, and build new weapons of mass destruction. When Cheney left Halliburton with a $30 million bonus, America was left with a new threat to its security.
Look, I just read that a terrorist might hijack an aircraft. They talk about hijacking aircraft once in a while, but have no specifics about when, where, under what circumstances.
Working in conjunction with white-collar criminals.
My home.
Their homeland.
Had I known that the enemy was going to use airplanes to kill on that fateful morning, I would have done everything in my power to protect the American people.
We're having a baby.
See, in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here, the mother, the father, and the baby, right here in Pensacola. And I think there's two things wrong with what happened to this doctor. Hey, look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Why don't we abort the mother once in a while? Hey, look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Gun control is being able to hold it steady and hit the intended target. That's gun control. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. If you don't understand my position on abortion, see me later. I'll try to clarify it for you. I said, well, there should have been a trial first. Nobody should be shot without a fair trial. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. Let's put a whole bunch in there for a president, and let's make it, you know, a good moderator. We've had several abortion clinics blown up, and several doctors shot and killed that were performing abortions. Okay? And I don't think Jesus would do it that way either. I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. One marble in the jar will say baby, one will say mother, and one will say father.
I'll bet you speak with an accent like you.
Let's put one more in there for doctor, and another one in there for governor.
We're having a baby.
And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. So in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here: the mother, the father, and the baby. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? Why don't we abort the mother once in a while?
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
I hate this song.
Georgie Porgy, puddin' and pie, 2 for 2 and a 9 for 9. My oh my, what a tough guy, get work done with a cheat and a lie. Well, here's my State of the Union address. Our country's a fucking mess. Yes, or could you not guess that war, no jobs, have us all depressed? But here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans are taking to the streets, clapping the hands, stomping the feet. My president's an idiot, looking for oil and tennis tapes with aluminum foil. Georgie Porgy is most absurd. He'd rather have a war than use his words. Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Another time out, you've been yelling, calling people evil. Guess what I'm telling?
Telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal and making new rules. Fool, and you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men. Here comes my dad, next Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen. Here comes activists trapped in the pen. From North Korea to the dirt poor Kurds, you'd rather fight than use your words. Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Regime change will start at home. I got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned. Get out of the office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell. Teach Rumsfeld, throw him a towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice. Take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big-ass lake, cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash, taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear. Saddam is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I heard? You'd rather fight than use your words. Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off a planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. Can't stand it. You lit a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan up. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past, try to hide the weapons that were sold to our back. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed, try to hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punish the blacks, try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds, but you can't hide from me cause I'm using my words. Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
Just 2 hours ago, Allied Air Forces began an attack on this small and helpless neighbor.
Our objectives are clear. While the world prayed for peace, the United States raped, pillaged, and plundered a tiny nation.
The victims were moms and dads.
Crushed.
Friends and neighbors.
Crushed.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, unyielding anger.
And among the many murdered innocent children. These attacks continue as I speak.
What are we gonna do with all these criminals? What are we gonna do about all these crimes? Where are we gonna put all this anger? Such a strange wind blowing and such strange, strange times.
Our military is powerful. The functions of our government continue without interruption.
Our objectives are clear. The generic solution is our operations are proceeding according to plan.
Rushed. Down the road I hear a dark, dark clamor. Feet are wet in the ever-rising tide. Could we break the world beneath our pounding hammer? Can we build a cage so big to fit the hole? Human race inside.
We will make no distinction between the
Arab leaders
and the children whose worlds have been shattered.
The United States, by stalling and threatening and defying the United Nations, exhausted every means at our disposal. Every overture of peace with open contempt.
God bless America. Our military is powerful. Our military is powerful.
We're trimming branches while the roots dig deeper. Will they split the rock upon which this nation stands? Behind bars for growing reefer while the ones who bullets murder untold millions, such is man.
To tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man. Put out a warning when you do one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a special one. Sunday, September 14th, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Tonight's special asshole is the town council and town government of Secaucus, New Jersey. What do these little small-time public officials concern themselves with? Is it economic crises, people losing their homes, environmental destruction, street crime, schools, people with special needs, their own corruption? No. Their focus is on filing injunctions and lawsuits to stop Erotic Expo 2008 from being at the Meadowlands. Yes, as incomprehensible as that is, they decided that a completely non-issue was something to obsess with, deflecting attention away from their own failures, their own corruption, and their own ill addressing of real fucking issues. Oh, some of the rhetoric that went with it was pretty stupid and hilarious. Like, but there aren't certain things going on, like, those people aren't supposed to be within 1,000 feet of a school. It's like, you gotta be fucking kidding. These are adult entertainers. Hey, what happened to the fart sounds? We have to have the fart sounds for Asshole of the Week. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong. That's better. You want to keep people away from the schools. Start with the fucking priests. Start with the fucking chicken hawk Republicans and repressed evangelists and other people who preach abstinence and take up a fake moralizing family values posturing and live inner conflicting lives and turn into deranged monsters. These are the people who are a threat to the kids and act on it all the time. You don't have to worry about fucking Expo 2008. local public officials and town council and all of those responsible for the failed injunctions against Erotic Expo 2008. And fortunately, it did happen this past weekend, and such an effort was a failure. But for your efforts to do that, you are asshole of the week. Okay, we did hear enough of those sounds. I would say you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Lara Whore. Supa Clean did State of the Union and Beat the Bushes. Mick O'Brien did two parodies, God Bless America and Abortion Doctor Lottery. Ruin did Hee Ho and Laudium. Actually the same track, it's kind of like a slash, like two half tracks. I'm not sure exactly how that works. Maxine Cervenka, formerly of the band X, did a Phil Oakes cover, Do What I Have to Do, from the Animal Rights Benefit compilation entitled Tame Yourself. Before Maxine, you heard The Scandals doing Forgive This, and started off with Los Fabulosos Cadillacs doing El Muerto. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And our theme has been Taliban pregnancy counseling. And I want to thank Omar Bendover for being our live guest and reading the Taliban, or rather reading Osama bin Laden's pro-life statement, and as well as reading Al-Qaeda's endorsement of John McCain, which he generously read for us, and supposedly we're going to get a recording for either the next show or the one after that, so we'll keep you posted, and we'll probably provide the text for blog readers and people who don't listen because they don't like some of the music, and so they can read the content of that. Okay. Well, I think we're going to end up with time for two closing tracks. Since I usually overplan and cut shit out, I think I underplanned, so I always have backup closing tracks, so you'll get graced with two of them. Next week, September 21st, the theme will be Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. The show, like the last one, is expected to be uploaded at Radio 4All. It's the numeral 4, radio4all.net. Our show from last Sunday night, McCain's Penis Pity Party and Those Horny Pollens, is expected to be up at Radio 4All. It was supposed to be up a few days ago, but there were all kinds of technical problems with them, and as you probably know, their station is down a couple of days a week, but we're expecting that show to be uploaded in the near future, and tonight's show as well as a 2-year plus archive of Reverend Bookburn shows at Radio 4All. Write to me, revbookburn@sjcdc.org. You can check out updates, details, lots of links and goodies, and all of the playlists at reverendbookburn.com. YouTube channel at youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And again, we'll be back next week for the theme Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. Thank you to all who have assisted in tonight's show. Pastor X Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, DJ Cindy from Radio Volta, Luger Boy from Radio Volta, Pastor Whoremaster, John the Craptist, Hippie John, Mr. Z, Mr. Scott, Green Eyes, Mistress Morning Glory, and Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Johnny Red, and Jayla, Dr. Susan Black, Dark Lady, and I think I mentioned Hippie John. Hippie John and Hippie Margie. And, oh man, this list is a mile fucking long. And everybody who was on this list, and everybody who we forgot on this list. Thanks to all of you. Let's play two songs and get out of here. See you next week. And let's see, we're going to play for the final song, No FX, doing The Separation of Church and Skate. But first, we do have time for a song by the Circle Jerks. Good night.
Sluggish economy, inflation, recession hits the land of the free. Standing on unemployment lines, blame the government for hard times. We just get by however we can. We all got a duck when the shit hits the fan. 10 kids in a Cadillac stand in line for welfare checks. Let's all leech off the state. Gee, the money's really great. We just get by however we can. We all got a duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, free loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan. Doobity doo wop wop, say what, yeah. We just get by however we can. We all got a duck when the shit hits the fan. Soup lines, free loaves of bread, 5 pound blocks of cheese, bags of groceries, social security has run out on you and me. We do whatever we can. Gotta duck when the shit hits the fan.
What do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Do you want to go to the matinee?
No.
Do you want to go to the amusement park?
No.
Do you want to go to the punk rock show?
Yeah, let's go to the punk rock show.